This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, this is the Breakfast Grill, and I am Tan Chen Li. In recent years, water purifiers have gained center stage in our homes as Malaysians become more health conscious and also concerned with hygiene, especially after the outbreak of COVID-19. One such brand that has benefited from this phenomenon is the South Korean brand Kuku. With roots dating back to 1978, Kuku arrived in Malaysia in 2014, and Kuku International is now the Southeast Asian hub, and it has grown its presence regionally in Indonesia, Brunei, and Singapore. Ho Kian Chun, the CEO of Kuku International, joins us today to tell us more about their strategy for growth. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Before Kuku made its debut in Malaysia, Kuku was already a popular home appliances brand in South Korea, but mainly for its rice cooker. Why were water purifier products the first product to be used to springboard into Malaysia when you first started the business in 2014?
When I started in 2014, prior to this, I was working closely with one of the multinational company, also related to water industry. So that's why I personally believe in this rental and subscription models. I get the model first, then only I find a suitable products. That's why one of the very interesting products is home appliances. That's why I went to Korea and looked for some of the brands. I personally actually stayed there for more than 10 days, and I did some survey, and also I visited, if not wrong, I think more than 20 factories. Yeah, I bought a lot of home appliances from South Korea and came back to Malaysia. Then I do my own study. I get my team to come in. That's why then we found Kuku, actually, the philosophy and also business direction is very matched with what I want. So I decided to bring them in.
But why water purifier and not rice cooker?
Very good questions. Actually, when I started, I want to start with the rice cooker. Yeah, I brought in a rice cooker. I think 3 different SKU rice cooker. Because Kuku, well-known because of the pressure cooker. So I brought them in, a rice cooker. And at the same time, I bring in 3 water purifier. But due to my past experience and due to the market demand and also white space, because during that time, everyone is talking about clean water. But when Kuku started, besides the rice cooker, then I positioned our water as healthy water. So we promote among our clean water. That's why, due to the market acceptance, so our water purifier become more popular than the rice cooker.
But did you launch the rice cooker in Malaysia as well?
Yes, we did. But because of the cost of the products too high, and also market acceptance for the pressure cooker during that time is still not matured yet, then everyone actually then wanted our water purifier.
And then who decides on which product will be sold in Malaysia? Because Kuku Korea actually owns 86% in Kuku International now. And you only hold 10% in Kuku International.
Okay, then we need to go back to the history of this setup. I started as a distributor. I own 100% of my share. So until now also, the whole management is all Malaysians. That's why we make our own decision, we make our own selections. Even the strategy, the reasoning, the Lee Ming Ho also is appointed by us, not Kuku Korea. There's a lot of people actually they're quite confused. They think most of the decision, most of strategy is come from Kuku Korea. But in actual fact, that's not true. Everything started from us. In 2014, then I started with my own money. Then only 2015, 2016, because of the rental plan, because of rental business model. As you know, rental is very intense, capital intensive business model. So I need to get my partner in. That's why I invited them to be my partners. Until now, then we are still given a freedom to make whatever decision that we want.
But why do you give up so much of equity stake to your partner? Mm. So from 100% to 10%, that's a lot to be given away.
Yeah. By end of this year, maybe then my share actually is going to increase to 20% because of the stock options. And why I'm willing to give up? I think I give up because of market. I know this market actually definitely they need a second options of this water purifier. Because as everyone know, so in year 2007 to 2014, market actually is dominating by one of the Korean brand. And I was thinking actually how to benefit to the end user market because everyone reserve the second options. That's why I willing to give up because I think my people actually need a bigger platform. My people means actually my salespeople, my staff, my operation team, because I know they are good. Just only they need a rental plan actually to perform, to show their ability. That's why I'm willing to give up my state instead of just only holding on my personal interests.
So you'll be slowly increasing your shareholding in Kuku International?
Yes, I am.
What is the target equity stake that you're looking at?
Anything above 20%?
So, coming back to the last 2 years, that have left people spending more time at home, and research revealed that during this time, sales of small appliances actually grew by 20%, while sales of larger appliances increased 30% in 2021. Has Kuku managed to capitalize on this?
Yeah, of course. I think during COVID, even post-COVID and pre-COVID, and now actually then everyone is talking about the endemic. I think health conscious has become very, very important. Everyone put, they rearranged their priority. So Kuku also benefit because our positioning, we always position ourselves as we want to help Malaysian live healthier and also happier. I think in order for you to live happier, then you need to be healthy. So that's why then we're able to capture the market share. And also, I think on the results, yes.
How much of market share were you able to capture?
We are very significant now. We are one of the leading healthy home appliances in the market.
Which is how much?
I didn't have the figure. But definitely then we are dealing and also one of the very important brands to provide a healthier living to the Malaysian market.
Are you the top brand right now, you think?
Definitely, yes.
In terms of which product range?
Water purifier, air purifier, and even rice cooker. Rice cooker, just as I said, market acceptance in year 2014 was very, very immature. But currently, then we are selling a few thousand units a month, just only rice cooker. And water purifier then still contributed more than 80% of our total sales, total revenue.
Do you plan to have water purifier as your main product moving forward?
No. I think Kuku started from year 2014 to 2019. Then we only focusing on appliances. That's why everyone, when they look at Kuku, they thought then we are only water purifier brands. But from 2020 onwards, then we already transform ourselves from appliances to healthy home creator, which is led by four pillars. Then we have healthy appliances, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and also healthy home care. So recently also then we launched our air conditioner, aircon, rental plan, and mattress. Last year our mattress, then, just only first year, but we able to create a 31.7 million sales.
Why are you diversifying your product at this point? Is it because that in terms of water purifier, you have reached a critical point where sales growth for water purifier has peaked?
That's not true. Water purifier, currently then we already have 1.4 million of household. And market size is still very big. Then we foresee then we can still able to capture another 1-2 million in our next 5 years. And why I expanded, why I diversify and also upgrade, transform ourselves into healthy home creator. Because we know Malaysian that we have market demands. And throughout these few years or so, then a lot of Malaysian actually talk to me. They say, since we are using a Kuku products, can you provide us a better option of the and other product by using this rental and also subscription plan? That's why then we expanded. And we want to have a very significant growth by using a healthy living pillar. Currently, we are focusing on the healthy living. And even, as I mentioned, also our skincare products, we're also doing subscription. Can you imagine? You just need to pay us 50 ringgit a month, but you can get mascara, you can get your skincare products, even health drinks also, then you can get vitamin C's. So that's why if you ask me whether we diversify because of the market pick, no. Because we know there is a lot of opportunity a lot of people actually they need this subscription and also rental plan to fill up this market gap.
And I suppose moving forward, the other products is also going to be on the same model?
Yeah, right. As I said, we believe in recurring models and also we want to have stickiness with our customers. Instead of customers just only buy and also bring back a product, then we rather than provide a full solution, the total solution to our customers.
So speaking of stickiness, are brand ambassadors very important for the brand? Because I know that you invest heavily in brand ambassadors. And because in the past, there was Rain, and now Lee Min Ho, and also Dato Sri Siti Nurhaliza. How effective is this marketing strategy? And why these names?
I like to have the connectivity with our customers. I think Lee Min Ho and also Dato Sri Siti, I think no doubt everyone knows that she's our number one singer and also artist. And also icons to represent Malaysians. So this two names is important to get people to always recall. When they think of Healthy Home, they think of us. They think of Lee Min Ho, they think of Dato' Siti, Sri Siti Nurhaliza, they think of Kuku. Because we think to use a sport person, to use a local ambassador and also Korean ambassador, this is the best way for us to connect with our consumers.
But is it effective so far, the marketing? Does it translate to sales growth?
I cannot say 100% actually translate to the sales growth, but it's definitely helped us to push our brand, our awareness actually to the different levels. And from year 2000, we are using actually four Korean brand, Korean ambassador. First thing, we are using Kim Soo Hyung. Second, we are using Lee Seung Gi. The third is Rain. And recently, then is Lee Min Ho. Why we use this Korean artist celebrity? Because Kuku, as everyone know, then this is a brand from Korea. But as I say also, then we are fully operated by Malaysians. So we want to let everyone know that this is, even though the brand actually from Korea, but is a Malaysian people operating. And also then we are the best person to understand your needs. We are the best person to know market this acceptance.
But other than marketing campaigns or brand ambassadors, how do you stand out from competitors? Because I noticed that there is not much of differentiation in terms of product offering and pricing in the market.
In terms of to be outstanding, I think the method actually that we are doing in terms of service also difference. The market competitor, market player actually, I could say, when they offer service, at the same time also, this group of people actually, they are doing sales. Then this is the one of the very strong, unique selling point compared us then with the market players. Our service team, currently we have more than 3,000 people, but all our service team is only dedicated to do service. So this is also one of the comments actually from my counterparts. They always ask me, why not I just turn this service team into the sales team? So at the time, they can just get a few sales per person. But I think I want to give the Malaysian beyond standard service. So I want to upgrade and also think I want to be outstanding in terms of service. That's why according to the survey, we're able to get 97% of the service satisfaction from our consumer market.
And the rest of the competitors' brands, they don't have the same segregation as you.
Yes, because the market, they look at the, instead of cost center, they want to turn this cost center into the revenue center. Secondly, our brand positioning also different. We are emphasizing on the healthier home products. That's why, just like I said, our positioning is a healthy home creator. The rest of the market player, as you know, they're only doing home appliances. But ours, currently, why we transform ourselves into the healthy home creator? Because we know, besides the appliances, we can provide a living, a healthy living, healthy home care, and also healthy lifestyle. Even skincare product, then we are using the best quality to provide our consumer. Then even face masks, then we use the organic face sheet to provide the best quality of the product compared with the market players.
You're listening to The Breakfast Grill. This morning, we're speaking to Ho Kian Chun, CEO of Kuku International. Up next, we discuss expansion plans and how this South Korean household appliances company plans to grow market share. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Breakfast Grill. We are speaking to Ho Kian Chun, CEO of Cuckoo International. Before the break, we were discussing marketing strategies and how the pandemic has impacted Cuckoo's business. Looking at Cuckoo's latest available financials, it has recorded PAT of 185 million, 126 million and 163 million respectively in the latest three financial years, meeting the Bursa Malaysia's listing requirements. So, is an IPO on the cards?
Yeah. Yes, I think IPO is everyone's dream. All the entrepreneurs think our ultimate goal is think we want to get company listed. I think this is also one of our directions. But at this moment, we are working hard towards these directions, and I hope to share this good news in future.
Why is it not now? What is holding you back from an IPO now? Is it because of equity market conditions and a less than ideal valuation? Because if I were to look at Cuckoo Korea, it has a PE of 5 times.
Because our business model is different. You see, Cuckoo Korea, they only focus on appliances. But ours is, we already diversify and transform ourselves into 4 pillars. And these 4 pillars, as what you can see, then we have a lot of opportunity. Currently, we are doing 1.13 billions and we are aiming for another billions. We are aiming for another 200-300 million of our profit after tax. So that's why I think we always look at the right timing to do the right things. But I want to prove to the stakeholder and also even the investor, this business model actually can duplicate into different industry. And this business model is something very sexy model, and everyone should look at this model, actually, how can we duplicate and how can we make a new record of a revenue instead of just only aiming on the home appliances?
Or are you waiting for a few years later when your equity stake has increased a bit more?
This could be one of my consideration.
All right, so moving on. There's also another aspect of when I was looking at your financials that caught my eye, which is your liability. I noticed that you have doubled your liability since 2018, and the latest recorded current liability is 644 million. And does this mainly consist of bank borrowings, or is it payables to creditors? And what is the purpose of this?
We don't have any bank borrowing. Yeah, but this liability is mainly because of the product liability, because then we bought a product actually from our Cuckoo Korea counterpart. That's why I say then, why I'm willing to give up my share? I become a minority because of rental model then is a very capital intensive model. So I need to get a good products. I need to get the product development cost also. So this is all part of my business cost. So in order for me to get market share, so I need to get them in, and also I need to get them to supply me with a very good credit terms. And just for information, we are going to have this kind of restructuring also then for our liability. We will pay them, and because of the COVID also, then we're able to get a very stable cash flow. So recently also then we pay them a lot. I think every month then I'm paying them more than 40 million.
But because this is quite a sizable amount of current liability that's sitting on your books, and then your total equity or even your current asset is much lesser than this. Doesn't this burden the financials of Cuckoo International?
No, because we have a rental business model and also recurring model. That's why we're able to collect nearly to 100 million revenue every month. 100 million, nearly 100 million collections. So with this 100 million, then one of our direction is to pay off then our liability.
I see. Let's shift our focus to your expansion plans then. Are you looking to expand into new geographical regions or maybe more new product launches?
At this moment, then I'm only focusing because due to our new positioning, then Healthy Home Creator. So we want to strengthening then our market positioning in Malaysia first.
Yeah. How do you plan to do that?
I'm going to plan to launch a new, more innovative products by using a different pillars. Recently, then we just launched Aircon, and also then we want to be more aggressive in mattress industry. Yeah, that's why from last year, then our rental plan every month 150 ringgit, and recently then we launched 90 ringgit per month for 5 years contract.
Does that mean that you need more capital expenditure to expand this mattress collaboration?
That's one of the reasons why I want to find the local partners. Then we have a revenue sharing model with our local partners. RSK, mainly they provide us products, and also we do a selling. And then we have revenue sharing methods.
What about the, when it comes to expansion into this mattress, don't you need to have some kind of capital injection into it? Because anyway, it's a 60-40 JV. You would still require to put in or inject some sort of capital.
Yes, yes. But our current size, actually, our current revenue and also our cash flow thing is quite sizable. That's why then we're able to keep investing then to increase our market share.
In that case, then, let's shift our focus to market conditions, because we keep hearing about supply chain disruptions in China, especially recently with the lockdowns in Shanghai and Beijing, and also Chinese port congestion. Have you been impacted by this, and how do you mitigate this risk?
I think everyone is affected by this risk management. And our recently, I think one of the supply chain issues is that they are increasing our cost of the goods. So that's why then currently also then our one of the focus and also one of our strategy is then we rethink our operational model. Then one of our direction is then get local partners, like local suppliers, and also then we want to have a better communication with our internal to external. So instead of keeping a 3-4 months stock, then we hope actually then we can get the effectiveness of this stock management. And another very important point is, instead of bringing the product actually 100% from Korea, then we hope in next 3 years, then we can have our local assembly line.
I thought a few years ago there was a discussion about having a local factory here to be set up, which cost about 100 million ringgit. Mm. What happened to that?
That one is was discussed in year 2018 during my media trip. But one of our challenge during that time is then we couldn't find a suitable land. That's why instead of rushing, then we just rethink and also restructure our current strategy. We think of focusing on our infrastructure distribution network. That's why in year 2019, then we set up our first DC, distribution center at Subang. And recently then we have four DC and also one coming soon in KK.
And when you talk about production, water purifiers are mostly made of plastic injection molding. And global plastic consumption has increased 200-fold since 1950. What is Cuckoo doing on this ESG front?
Good questions. I think ESG, this is one of our long-run direction also. We're always aiming to have business sustainability. That's why one of our direction also, instead of plastic, actually then we bring back and also then we also recycle. We provide to our supplier actually to recycle and do the scratches of this plastic. And our carbon footprint also then we are trying to manage it by using a paperless system. From year 2014, when we started our business, then we already using a paperless systems. Then the whole company, actually, then our direction also digital savvy. Instead of committee also, we encourage our people actually then give them back to the society. This is also one of our ESG effort.
All right. On that note, thank you for your time. Today on The Breakfast Grill, I have been speaking to Ho Kian Chun, CEO of Cuckoo International. I am Tan Chen Li, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile. Unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.